Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your interventions in our lives and situations. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the help and favor and blessings we have received from you. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for destroying all the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for opening doors the enemy shut against us. Thank you for your strength that is walking inside of us, making us stronger than the enemy, making us stronger than our weaknesses. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for subduing darkness and all their powers and all their operations on our feet. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in perfect peace and joy. Thank you for blessing us with good health. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for creating for us a beautiful and glorious future. We thank you because you shall take us into the beautiful future you have prepared for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us to succeed in everything we do. Thank you for giving us prosperity in the works of our hands. Thank you, Father. We thank you because you have demonstrated your faithfulness in our lives. And you have shown us that we can always trust you. We can always hold on to you, believe in you, and depend on you. Thank you for showing us how faithful you are. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here this midnight to worship you, to praise you, and to pray. I ask, O Lord, that you minister to every one of us by your Holy Spirit. Touch every life. Bless every one of us. Help us in Jesus' name. Let every prayer we will pray here tonight be answered in Jesus' name. Do new things in our lives that will make everyone celebrate with us. including our enemies. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And we're going to be singing worship songs to the Lord right now. And after that, we're going to pray with prayer points. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to sing, hallelujah. He made the lame to walk, hallelujah. He walked upon the sea, hallelujah. He made the dead to live, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy Your name is beautiful, We worship, we worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your grace. You got the whole world in your grace. You got the whole world in your grace. You got the whole world in your ways. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Our God is a glorious God. Who's done? Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name. We have full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name. We are full of praise. We are full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory. As we pray. Amen. as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. As we pray, as we pray. Be lifted up. Be lifted up, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and holy. Oh Lord, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, oh Lord, oh Lord. Be lifted up, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and holy. Oh Lord, be lifted up. Royal weight in this place, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, royal weight in this place, Spirit of God, let your power flow, let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place. The weight of your presence, throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, the weight of your glory. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow, let your power flow, Lord. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your ring in this place. Throw your weight right now. Throw your weight in this place. Spirit of God. The weight of your glory. Throw your weight in this place. Spirit. Spirit of God, let your power flow, let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your way in this place. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our midst, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives, come and reign. In our lives, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come and reign, O Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign. In our midst, in our midst, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come and reign, O Lord, Holy Spirit, come and reign. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name, O Lord? O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name? Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. Until I reach my heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey. until I reach by you. Lift your name high. Jesus, lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Savior, we lift your name high. Forever we lift your name high. We lift your name high, above all the names high. Begin to worship and bless his name. Begin to worship and lift up his name. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Rock of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of Israel, the Ancient of Days, the I Am that I Am, is the one who was, is the one who is, and is the one who is to come. He reigns forever and ever. Praise him. He rules forever and ever. He controls times and seasons. He controls situations. Even the situations in all the earth, he controls everything and everyone. Praise him for who he is. He makes impossible things happen. He makes difficult things easy. He opens doors no man can shut, and he shuts doors no man can open. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Yes, he is greater than everyone, higher than everyone, wiser than everyone. He is stronger than everyone. No one is higher than him. Worship him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. He is so perfect. He is the perfect creator, the perfect designer. We worship you, Father. You created all things with the words of your mouth. Blessed be your holy name. You come controls the heavens. You controls the entire universe. You control the whole earth. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You give power to the powerless. You give hope to the hopeless. You give strength to the weak. You give help to the helpless. We worship you, Father. For there is nothing you cannot do. For there is nothing impossible with you. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot reverse. We praise you, Father. You are our helper. And you are our help. You are our defender. You are our strength. You are our power. You are our refuge and fortress. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. Only you speak and your words come to pass. Who is it that speaks? And it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. We praise you, everlasting Father. You are the giver of eternal life. You are the giver of true deliverance. Only you give true healing. Only you give true restoration. Blessed be your holy name. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. For having you means having everything. For without you, we can do nothing. And without you, we are nothing. We worship you, Father. You are the lifter of our hands. You are the one that lifts us up above all limitations. You are the one that gives us prosperity. You are the one that gives us successes and greatness and honor. We worship you, Father. For who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. We worship your majesty, for there is no end to your kingdom. There is no end to your reign. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray thanksgiving prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is upholding me. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your grace that is upholding my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining my life. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace that is upholding me. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace that is helping me. Thank you for your grace in my life. Continue to thank you. Thank you for your grace that is speaking in my life. Thank you for your grace that is walking in my life. Thank you for your grace that is bringing me strength, bringing me peace, bringing me hope. Thank you for your grace in my life that is sufficient. Thank you, Father. For by your grace, I have received a lot of help. By your grace, I have been helped. By your grace, I have prevailed in battles. By your grace, I have been protected. I have been preserved. Thank you, Father, for your grace in my life. Thank you for your grace in my life. For by your grace, I am living in good health. For by your grace, I have not been consumed by my enemies. For by your grace, I have been victorious. I have been successful. Thank you for your grace that is working in my life. Thank you for your grace that is working in my spirit and soul and body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for everything you have revealed concerning me that has come to pass. Every good thing you have revealed concerning me, every good thing you have prophesied, you have spoken concerning my life, that have come to pass. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you because everything you have said concerning me have come to pass. Thank you for the things you have shown me that have come to pass. Thank you for the things you have promised me that have come to pass. Thank you, Lord, for the things you have revealed through prophecies concerning my life that have come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the things you have shown me in my dreams that you would do for me that have now happened. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your strength that is manifesting in me, making me strong. stronger than my weaknesses and making me stronger than my enemies. Open your mouth and pray like that. To thank you, Father, for your strength that is manifesting in me. Thank you for your strength that is manifesting in my spirit and soul and body, making me stronger than my enemies, making me stronger than my weaknesses, making me stronger than the forces and powers and realms and operations of darkness. Thank you for your strength in my life. Thank you for your strength that is making me stronger than pain, making me stronger than temptations. Thank you for your strength that is making me stronger than the Adamic nature, than my flesh. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank you. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for frustrating all the efforts of my enemies against my life. Thank you for frustrating their efforts. And thank you for destroying their plans. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for frustrating the efforts of my enemy against my life. Thank you for turning their efforts into failures. Thank you for turning their efforts into foolishness. Thank you for destroying their wicked plans against my life and calling and destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying all their plans against my life. Thank you for destroying all their efforts against my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me you're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to haunt my own life through my actions, through the words of my words coming out of my mouth. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to do things that will haunt my life. Thank you for not allowing me to say things that will haunt my life. Thank you for not allowing me to haunt my own life. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing me to do things that will bring problems and disasters upon my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing me to make mistakes that will hurt my life and destiny. Thank you for not allowing me to do things that will affect my life negatively. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, change every negative thing, every wrong thing the enemy have created in my life. You can say, Father, change them now. Reverse them now. Every wrong thing, every evil, every wicked thing the enemy is doing in my life, say, Father, change them now. Reverse them now. With your mighty hand, open your mouth and pray like that. The Zene Hafu Zidanegala. In the name of Jesus, change everything the enemy has created in my life. Every evil, every wicked thing, every wrong thing, the powers of darkness have created in my life. Father, change them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Undo them now. Every evil, every wicked thing that the devil have done in my life. Every evil, every negative thing the kingdom of darkness has created in my life, Father, reverse them now with your mighty hand. Reverse them. Every wrong thing, everything that is against your will for my life, that the enemy has created in my life, that the enemy has done in my life, Father, reverse them now, undo them now with your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Gijiste akabashanaraste degalea nisuzieste negamede hesta. Reverse them right now. Continue to pray this prayer. Pray that those things the enemy have done in your body, God should reverse them. The things, the evil the enemy have done to your body, that God should reverse them now. The evil the enemy have done to your soul and spirit, that God should undo them right now. The harsh relentlessness of in the name of Jesus. continue to pray, whatever evil that have been done to your destiny, to your calling, to your career, to your marriage, to your family. Ask God to undo them. If you care about your life, pray. Yeah, ask God to undo them. Or whatever they have done to your mind, to your feelings, to your emotions, ask God to undo them. Whatever evil they have done to any part of your body, say, Father, undo them right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray in Deuteronomy 28. God was promising the Israelites a lot of things, a lot of blessings, if they obey his commandments. And one of those blessings says that they shall always be the head and not the tail. They shall always be above and not be beneath. And that is excellent. So you're going to pray, God wants you to be above. He wants you and I to be above and not beneath. That is, He wants you to excel in everything you do. He wants you to be the best in doing what you're doing, or the best at doing what you're doing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me now with your spirit of excellence that will make me to always be the head and not the tail in every area of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fill me now, Father, with the spirit of excellence. With the spirit of excellence. Such that I am always the head and not the tail in everything I do. In every area of my life, fill me now with the spirit of excellence, such that I am always the best in everything I do. Father, fill me now with your spirit of excellence. Fill me with your spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with your spirit of excellence that will always single me out among multitudes as the best. Fill me with the spirit of excellence that will always single me out among multitudes as the best. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to read that place for you. in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above holy, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou attend unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Now you can see that God was referring to his own people. He was talking to all of them. Yeah. So which means that a Christian is supposed to be the head. Every Christian should always be the head in the secular space. Yeah, you know what I mean by the secular space? That is why you mingle with every other people. Why you mingle with the people of the world or everyone in the world? Why you mingle with unbelievers? The blessing of God that is upon you and I is that we be the best, that we be the head, that we are better, that we become better than unbelievers in every way. That is the promise of God for you. So if unbelievers are better than you, then you have not yet possessed this blessing that God already has pronounced upon your life. So unbelievers are not supposed to be better than you in any way. Yeah, whether in your career or in your academics, you're supposed to always do better than unbelievers. Yeah, you're supposed to always be the head in anywhere you find yourself. Whether in your business, yeah, or in your talent or skill, you're supposed to be the best. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fulfill your promise in my life. Your promise that says, I will always be the head and not the tail. Say, Father, fulfill this promise in my life today, right now. Let me be better than unbelievers. Let my life be better than the best of the unbelievers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Christians are supposed to be the best in every sphere of life, in every facet of life. In every phase of life, in every affair in the world, Christians are supposed to be the best. Begin to pray, say, Father, fulfill this promise in my life today. Fulfill this promise in my life today. This promise that says that I shall always be the head and not the tail. Fulfill this promise now. Fulfill this promise now. Let my life become better than unbelievers. Let my life become better than the people that do not know you. Let my life become better than the people that do not serve you. The people that do not love you, the people that do not obey you, let my life become better than them in every way. Fulfill this promise in my life today, right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, make me to always be the head. Make me to always be the head. Make me to always be the head in my field of career. Make me to always be the head in my skill. Make me to always be the head in my business. Make me to always be the head in the name of Jesus. In my financial life, make me to be the head. Make me to be better in my financial life than the unbelievers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the reason why this promise must always follow us, who are God's children, is because God Himself is above all. God Himself is above all. So the people of God should also be above all. Yeah. So God is naturally above everything else. So God does not struggle to be above all. God is not trying to compete. Yeah. Because He is forever highly exalted above everything and everyone. So God is not struggling to be above all. He is already above all forever and ever. So whether we praise Him or we don't praise Him, He is already highly exalted forever. Whether we say it in praise or in worship or we don't, He is already highly exalted forever. So because of that nature of God and personality of God, we that have God's presence in us and God's Spirit in us, we are supposed to always be above all. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, as you are above all, lift up my life above everything that you have conquered. Raise up my life above everything that is under your feet. Just the same way you are above all, lift up my life above everything that is under you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Dishene haso yadamala. Te jiste gataba satabala. Nene jiste legala. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, as you are above all, lift up my life above everything that is under you. Let everything that is under you be under me right now in the name of Jesus. Let everything that is under you be under me right now in the name of Jesus. Just as you are above all, lift up my life above all things that is under your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up my life right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray in John chapter 15. Jesus was saying, abide in me and I in you. So you have to abide in him. And that is how he will lift you up above every other thing, or above all things. Yeah, above everything else. Yeah, you have to abide in him. You have to abide in him. To abide in him means to be in good terms with him. It means to be on the same page with him. To abide in him means to please him. Yeah. To please him. To do his will. And that was why in that Deuteronomy 28, there was a condition. Yeah, God told them that if you obey my commandments, he said that is how you will be above holy. That is how you will be the head and not the tail. That was what God told them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to abide in you. Help me to abide in you and to let you abide in me, so that you can lift me up in due seasons. So that you can lift me up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to abide in you. And help me to allow you to let you abide in me. So that you can lift me up in due season, so that you can give me elevation, so that you can give me excellence. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to abide in you. Help me to live for you. Help me to honor you. Help me to obey you. Help me to please you. Help me to love you. Help me to obey you. help me to be in good terms with you. Help me to be on the same page with you. Help me to abide in you. And help me to allow you abide in me. In the name of Jesus. So that you can lift me up above everything that is under you, so that you can raise me above all things that is under you. Help me, Father, to abide in you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. Don't let anyone deceive you. God and only God, only Jesus, is the lifter of men. Only God lifts people up. Of course, devil can give people position and power and riches, but it will be at the expense of their souls. Yeah, devil can give power. In fact, he wanted to give Jesus power and riches and fame. Yeah, and wealth. Yeah, he wanted to give Jesus those things. Yeah, in Matthew chapter 4. Yeah, so devil can give power, he can give wealth, he can give riches. But you have to give him your soul. Yeah, it is at the expense. It will be at the expense of your soul. Yeah. And of course, you know the end of the devil is hanged. Is lake of fire. So everyone that have sold their souls or surrendered their souls to Satan, they will end in the same place where Satan is going to end. Yeah, so if you want true greatness, if you desire to have true elevation, then you have to really walk with God in righteousness, in obedience, if you want him to lift you up. So don't let anyone deceive you. If you're not going to serve Satan, then you must really walk with God correctly if you're going to be great in this life. But if you don't want to walk with God, then just go and serve Satan. And he may give you his own kind of greatness. But if you want God to make you great, then you have to really be serious with your relationship with him. Yeah, because only him can make you great. Only him can lift you up into greatness. So you are going to pray that prayer again. If you are an hypocrite, you know that God sees your heart. He knows when you are deceiving yourself or thinking you are deceiving him. He knows when your heart is right with him and he knows when your heart is not right. He created your heart. He knows when you mean what you say and when you don't mean what you say. Yeah. So if you really want to abide in him, you have to be sincere in your walk with him. You have to be sincere with him in your walk with him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk with you in perfect obedience, in perfect law, in perfect righteousness, so that I can inherit the greatness that comes from you, the elevation that comes from you, that only comes from you, or that comes from you alone. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to walk with you with a perfect heart, with a right heart, not a lying heart, not a heart that lies, not a heart that deceives. Help me to walk with you with a right heart. Help me to walk with you with a pure heart. Help me to walk with you in perfect obedience, in perfect love, in perfect righteousness, so that I can inherit the greatness that only you give. So that I can inherit the elevation, the excellence that only you give. So that I can inherit the prosperity that only you give. Help me, Father, to walk with you correctly. Help me to walk with you correctly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us look at that, John chapter 15, And let me read some verses for you. To abide in God or in Jesus is to be in agreement with Jesus. Have you ever experienced something like maybe you're in a conversation with someone, and then the person said something, and then you told the person, what he just said does not sit right with me. I don't kind of agree with what he just said. Yeah, and that is what Jesus meant by you abiding in him and he in you. That is, the two of you are in agreement. Yeah, and John chapter 15. Yeah, verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now, if you look at I want to read another verse for you. If you look at verse 7 of the same John 15, he said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you. You can see, note that if you abide in me and my words abide in you. And then he said, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Can you see that? So you can see the power of abiding in him. So he said, his word must abide in you. So how does his word abide in you? So it means you are now in complete agreement with every word of God. Every word, every instruction, every commandment. So you are not saying, I only choose this part of the word of God. I'm only okay with this part of the word of God. Then this other part, I'm not okay with it. You can't have greatness if you are living like that. If you only obey some parts of the Bible, some parts of the commandments of Jesus, and then you leave the other part out, and then you're not fulfilling or obeying the other part of his commandment, then he can't make you great. Because you're going to become a problem. Because today, God has created a lot of problems already. Yeah, look at churches. And look at the lives of many Christians all over the world. Many of them are now problems to God. Many pastors are now problems to God. They are problems to heaven. Yeah, because God gave them greatness they did not deserve. Yeah, God gives them greatness when their life is not completely in alignment with his word. And now they are messing up and they are causing trouble for heaven. Yeah, so God does not want to create problems anymore for himself. Yeah, so if you will not agree with every word from his mouth, if you will not obey every word that comes from him, he will not give you greatness. He will not. If you don't really abide in him and let his words abide in you, he will not make you great. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to prepare in me. Help me to prepare in myself and heart that can accommodate your word, and heart where your word can dwell, and heart where your word can abide. So Father, help me to prepare in myself and heart that can accommodate your word. Your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So you have to work on yourself to make sure that every word of God can stay in your heart. To make sure that you are in agreement, to fall in agreement with every word of God, you have to work on yourself. Say, Father, help me to prepare in me and heart where your words can abide. So you're not supposed to say, oh, that place in the Bible does not sit well with me. No. Everything God has said must sit well with you, must sit in you, must rest in you. So you must leave it. You must become one with the words of God. Pray, say, "Oh Lord, help me." How the commandments of Jesus must fit well in you. And you must do them all. That is how they stay in you. When you can't, when you are not ready to obey the word of God, the word of God will not stay in you. The word of God only stays in the hearts of people that are obeying it. And people that have made up their minds to obey it forever. Those are ones who we accommodate the word of God. Say, "Father, help me to prepare my heart as a dwelling place for your word. Help me to prepare my soul as a dwelling place for your word." You can be reading the Bible and yet it is not in you. You can even memorize the scriptures in your head. But yet it is not in you, it is not in your heart. Pray, because it can only be in your heart when you start to obey. Say, "Father, help me to prepare my heart as a dwelling place for your word, for your instructions, for your commandment. Help me to make up my heart. Help me to make up my heart to please you, to obey your commandment. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Help me to determine in my heart to please you forever. To be your word forever, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen." Jesus said, "If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." A lot of people want to enjoy the privilege of asking whatever they want from God, and then they receive that which they have asked. A lot of Christians want to enjoy that privilege, but they don't want to abide in Him. They want to be able to ask God anything they want and receive it or receive them. But then they are not willing to abide in Him, and they are not going to let His words abide in them. I believe you are not going to be like such people. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, let every part of my life, let every part of my spirit, soul, and body fall in alignment, fall in agreement with your word, with your will, with your commandment." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This is what will qualify you to ask anything from Him, and He will give you anything. Say, "Father, let every part of me." Yeah, don't be deceived. You can pray and fast, and God will do nothing. He will give you nothing, even after all your fastings and prayers. Yeah, so pray this prayer very well, that it will help you. Say, "Father, let every part of me," every part of my body, every part of my soul, every part of my spirit fall in agreement, fall in alignment with your word, with your will, and with your commandment. In the name of Jesus, such that there will be nothing that I will ask from you that you will not be able to give me. Continue to pray like that. The Hasha Dada Shidegaya. The Hesu Vija Taba Shidegaya. Continue to pray like that. The Father, let every part of me, let every part of me surrender to your will. Let every part of me surrender to your word. Let every part of me surrender to your commandment. So that I will come to that point where I can ask anything from you and you will be able to give them to me. Let every part of my life totally surrender to your word, to your commandment, and to your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the reason why God will give anything to anyone who is in perfect alignment and agreement with his will and word is because he knows that he will be glorified. He knows that he will be glorified in the life of that person. And he knows that that person will not fail him. That is why he would give that person anything. Yeah, he knows that that person will not turn into his enemy. Yeah, because today a lot of so-called Christians have become God's enemy. So that is why God would give anyone that have become one with him. Yeah, that's the meaning of abide in him and he in you. It doesn't mean you become one with him. Yeah, in fact, in that passage, he said we are his branches. He is the vine. Yeah, you know, when you look at the tree, you see, oh, that is the tree. Yeah, you don't separate the tree from the branch. In fact, a tree is not a tree if the branches are missing. Yeah, so God is looking for Christians that will be one with Jesus. Yeah, just the way husband and wife joined together, they become one flesh according to the law in the Bible. So also God is looking for people that will become one with Jesus. Yeah, one with him. Yeah, and God knows that he can give such people anything. Yeah, because whatever he gives them, he knows that they will honor him with such things. They will glorify him with such things. He knows that he will be glorified in the life of such people. So that is why he cannot withhold anything from such people. People that have become one with Jesus. So the question is, do you want to come to that point where you are now one with Jesus. Yeah, such that there is no part of you that is against the nature and the life that is in Jesus. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into a new creature that is 100% one with Jesus. So Holy Spirit, transform me into a new creature that is 100% one with Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. De jene hasta gataba sinelea, nishi de netabala, nehef vishala. Holy Spirit, transform me, transform me, transform me, spirit, soul, and body, transform me into a new creature that is 100% one with Jesus. Transform me till I become 100% one with Jesus. Holy Spirit, transform me now. Transform me now. Continue to pray. That is the calling of every Christian. Your calling is to become one with Jesus. So Holy Spirit, transform me now into a new creature that is 100% one with Jesus in nature, in lifestyle, in character. Transform into a new creature that is 100% one with Jesus in mindset, in thinking, in reasoning, in understanding, 100% oneness with Jesus. Holy Spirit, make me 100% one with Jesus. Make me completely one with Jesus in lifestyle, in attitude, in the name of Jesus. Make me to become one with Jesus in my spirit, in spirit, soul, and body. Make me to become one with Jesus right now. Whatever is in me that is not in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy it now. Whatever nature is in me that is not in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy it now. Whatever character is in me that is not in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy it now. Whatever mindset is in me that is not in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy it now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Whatever behavior, whatever habit, whatever lifestyle that is in me but cannot be found in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy them. Whatever captivity that is in my life, whatever form of slavery that is in my life, whatever form of oppression that is in my life, that cannot be found in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy them now. Whatever addiction that is in my life that cannot be found in Jesus, Holy Spirit, destroy them now. Holy Spirit, do your operations in me till I become one with Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now, we're going to go back to that place in Deuteronomy. Yeah, you can open your Bibles to that place. Deuteronomy 28. Yeah, I want to show you some things in that place. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above holy, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe, and to do them. So it says, God shall make thee the head. So why will God make you the head in your place of work, or in so many aspects of life? Why would God make you the head? Why would God make you the head in so many facets of life? Yeah, it is because God's kingdom wants to rule on earth through your life. Yeah, the kingdom of God wants to rule in this world through your life. So in wherever you find yourself, whether you find yourself in the academic system or sector, or you find yourself in the market system of the world, in educational system, anywhere you find yourself, God's kingdom wants to rule the world through your life. Whatever skill you have, talent you have, gift you have, God's kingdom wants to rule the world through that gift, through that skill, so that talent. So if you allow God take over your life, if you allow the Spirit of God take over your life, then you start to see how God wants to rule the world through your life and through whatever you are doing. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I am so excited about the fact that the kingdom of God wants to rule this world through me and through whatever I do. I don't know if you're excited about the same thing. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, my life is available. Or I have made myself available for your use. Use me to bring down the dominion of your kingdom upon this earth. Dear Father, my life is available. Use me to bring down the dominion, the reign of your kingdom upon this earth. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make use of me. Make use of me. To usher in the dominion, the authority, the power of your kingdom upon the earth and upon the world systems. Make use of me now. God is looking for people that is going to use in the area of finance. Yeah, because when you have a lot of money, you can change the world and you can change people when you have a lot of money. Yeah, and God is looking for people in the educational system. God is looking for people in the medical system, in the health system. God is looking for people in all the systems in the world. Now, are you available or do you want him to use you? He's looking for people that he can use to bring down the dominion of his kingdom upon all the systems of the world. People that he can use to dethrone Satan in every system of the world, because Satan has been enthroned by the governments of nations. But then God is looking for Christians who used to dethrone Satan in every way he has been enthroned. Do you want him to use you? Then pray this prayer if you want him to use you. Say, Father, my life is available. My body is available. My soul is available. My spirit is available. God is looking for people that we used to dethrone Satan in the entertainment industry or entertainment system, in the music industry of the world. Yeah, in the movie industry or drama. God is looking for people we used to dethrone Satan in those places. Do you want him to use you? Pray that he will use you. That is what that scripture means, that you shall be the head and not the tail. That is how you will be the head, by dethroning Satan everywhere you find yourself through the power of Jesus. Say, Lord, I am available. Use me now. Use me now. Use me to usher in the dominion and the power of your kingdom upon the world, upon all the systems of the world. Right now, use me in the name of Jesus. God is looking for people who use to dethrone Satan on the social media platform. He's looking for people. Say, Lord, I am available. Use me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he said, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. He said, you will always be above. That's another way of saying, thou shalt be above only. So it means, you will always be above. You will always be above. Hallelujah. You will never be beneath. You will always be above. So it doesn't matter what is going on in the world. It doesn't matter the economy of the nations. He said you will always be above. It doesn't matter whether there is war or there is disaster or there is trouble. It doesn't matter what is happening anywhere. He said, you will always be above. You will always be above. Meaning that God will make sure that every situation going on in the world keeps pushing you above. Whether they are negative situations or they are positive situations, everything going on will just keep pushing you up. You just keep going up and keep going up. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray for that kind of grace and anointing. You're going to raise up your hand again. You're going to say, Father, put upon me, put upon my life, sufficient grace and anointing that will make everything going on in the world to keep pushing me higher and higher and higher. The anointing that will make every situation happening in the world, whether positive or negative, to keep lifting me above all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, put upon my life sufficient grace, sufficient anointing, sufficient grace, sufficient anointing that will make everything going on in the world, every situation going on everywhere, whether they are going on around me or far away from me, anointing that will make everything happening in the world to keep pushing me higher, to keep lifting me higher above all. Oh Lord, put upon me the anointing now. Thank you, Lord. Release upon me such grace. Release upon me such anointing. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. If you pray, God is going to release this anointing now upon you. If you pray, the Lord put it on me now. Sufficient grace. Sufficient grace. Sufficient power. That makes me to always be above, irrespective of whatever is going on in the world. Power and anointing that will make me to always be above, to always excel, to always prosper, to always succeed, to always be great, irrespective of whatever is going on. And we, oh Lord, put on me such grace, put on me such mantle, put on me such anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As I said earlier, unbelievers are not supposed to be better than us in any way. Yeah, they are not supposed to be better than us in any way. But today they are better, though I can't say they are better, but let me say they are doing better in so many aspects of life here on earth, because we are not sincere with God. Yeah, because we have issues with God. I mean, we Christians of this generation, our hearts are not right with God. That is why some of us are even slaves to these unbelievers. Yeah, when I mean slaves, we are working for them to earn money, whereas they are supposed to be working for us. That means we are supposed to be the employer, and they are supposed to be the employees. But now we are the employees working for them. Yeah, and I've seen people who have entered into all kinds of bondages because they were working for an employer. And that employer is an agent of Satan. So the employer have initiated all of them. Yeah, don't you believe what I'm saying right now happens a lot? It happens a lot. yeah, I've seen people who are working for an employer, and the employer initiated everyone into bondages of darkness. Everyone working in that company. Yeah, and you may be asking, how did this employer was able to do that? Through the money he pays them. Because the money he gives them is coming from the altar of the devil. The money he gives the employees, he got the money from satanic altar, from Satan. Because he's working for Satan. Though he's doing it secretly, the employees didn't know or doesn't know. Yeah, but every time he pays them the salary, yeah, he draws them deeper into darkness. I'm just telling you why Christians should be in top positions in the world. It's not safe for Christians if unbelievers are, you know, remains the people in the top places of the world. It's not safe for us. It's not safe for the church. Unbelievers are not supposed to remain in the top places in the world. So Christians are supposed to, all, you know, to be in those places too, and even rule over unbelievers. So you're going to pray that God will establish you. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, establish me for greatness such that unbelievers will serve me. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, establish me for greatness in this earth such that I will not serve unbelievers, but unbelievers shall begin to serve me, shall begin to work for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, I'm not trying to encourage you to oppress people. So when unbelievers serve you, you're not to oppress them. You are to win their souls to Jesus. It's an opportunity for you to win their souls to God. Yeah. So I believe you understand what you're saying. Say, Father, give me an establishment in this earth that will make me great, such that unbelievers will serve me. An establishment that will make me to be financially independent. An establishment that will make me to be financially free, such that I will be employing unbelievers to work for me. And in the process, I'll be able to draw them closer to you. Say, Father, establish me for greatness. Establish me for greatness in the name of Jesus. Such greatness that will make me free from all oppression and slavery in the world systems. Give me such establishment now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 7 more prayer points. Yeah, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, I want. want to read verse 12 of this Deuteronomy 28. Yeah, we've been looking at verse 13, but now I want us to look at verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. Hallelujah. And thou shalt not borrow. Can you see? And thou shalt not borrow. Yeah, so Christians are not to borrow. This is the Bible. This is Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. God's people are not to borrow, but to lend to many nations. Yeah, you know, just the way World Bank is lending to nations, and then they're enslaving those nations, and then you know all those financial institutions that are lending to nations, actually supposed to be God's people that will be lending to nations. We're supposed to be the one lending to nations. That is, we're supposed to be so rich that we'll be lending to nations and not borrowing. You're not supposed to be borrowing money from the bank as a Christian. In fact, you're supposed to be lending to the bank. If the bank needs money, they're supposed to come to you, and you are supposed to lend to them. Not you borrowing from the bank, or borrowing from the government. So it is wrong when you start to borrow. Yeah, it means something is wrong. Yeah, something is wrong in your life as a Christian. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open unto me your treasure. Your treasure house. You're going to say, Father, open unto me your treasure house and release into my life excess blessings. Release into my life excess blessings that thou make me lend to nations and not borrow. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Sasha Taba Sanagala. Nezenehesoziashinagala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. I believe you have not come to this prayer session to play with your life or to joke. Yeah, but you mean business when you come to this prayer. I mean, I believe you mean business as you have come to this prayer session. That is, you really want to pray so that God can help you. Yeah, so if you are here to pray, open your mouth and pray. The Father, open unto me your treasure house. And from your treasure house, release excess blessings into my life that will make me lend to nations and never borrow. Release into my life excess blessings. Excess blessings, thank you, Lord. Excess blessings. Blessings without number. Blessings that is too much to be numbered. Release them now upon my life, such that an end will come to borrowing in my life, such that I will never borrow anymore, but lend to nations. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. So it says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. So that means God has his treasure. He has his treasure that he will release into your hands. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the flow of your treasure. Connect me with the flow of your wealth that is in this earth, in this world. Say, Father, connect me now with the flow of your treasure. Connect me with the flow of your wealth. In the name of Jesus, I want to live my life according to how rich you are, and not according to the economy of the world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I'm just trying to explain what you're praying for. So, Father, I want to live according to how rich you are. I want to spend according to how rich you are, and not according to the economy of the world, not according to the state of the world's economy, but according to the flow of your own riches and treasures. Oh Lord, connect me with the flow of your riches and treasures in the head. Now, in the name of Jesus, connect my finances, my financial life, my bank account with the flow of your treasures that is here on head. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every cause the enemy has placed on my financial life to keep me in slavery. The blood of Jesus destroy every cause the enemy, the dark kingdom, has placed on my financial life to keep me under slavery. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bashana stand get taken in Shinalia. Nessus Zabashana. Destroy them. Destroy them. Every spell the enemy have placed on my financial life, on my finances, to keep me in slavery. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Every spell, every enchantment, every sorcery, every witchcraft, every divination, every magic that the enemy, that the dark kingdom have placed on my financial life to keep me enslaved, blood of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all, thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I mean, we have four more prayer points. As a Christian, you're not supposed to have spent all the money you have before you get another supply, another financial supply. Yeah, that is, you're not supposed to exhaust all the money you have before another money comes in. Yeah, you're not supposed to live like that as a Christian. You're supposed to always have everything you need. So that there's a realm you get to in prosperity where before you need anything, it has already been supplied from heaven. Because heaven knows what you need before you need them. So there's a realm where everything you need is already supplied before what you need them for shows up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into the realm of prosperity and abundance where all my needs are met, even before I need them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take me into the realm of prosperity and abundance, where all my needs are met, even before I need them. In the name of Jesus, take me now to that realm. Take me now to that realm. Take my family into that realm. In the name of Jesus, the realm of prosperity and abundance, where all my needs are met, even before I need them. Thank you, Jesus. Take me now into the realm. In the name of Jesus, let me begin to live from that realm henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, you need to know that every blessing God gives you is for God's purposes. Yeah, so you must be wise to use God's blessings for the purpose behind the blessing, or the purpose wherewith God gave the blessing. So you must be wise. So you're going to pray. If you keep diverting God's blessings into things that has nothing to do with God's purpose, the flow of that blessings will start to reduce, and eventually it will dry up. Yeah, just as a river dries up. Yeah, we are going to pray against the Father. Fill me with wisdom to use every blessing you give me, to use financial blessings you give me to fulfill your purpose. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, fill me with wisdom to use the blessings you give me for your purposes in the head, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, say, Lord, give me wisdom that will enable me to use the resources you give me the way they are meant to be used. Give me wisdom that will enable me to spend what you give me the way they are meant to be spent. Give me the wisdom now, in the name of Jesus. Give me the wisdom to use the blessings you give me the way you want them to be used, for purposes you want them to be used for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. There are some people that if you want to get money from them, just keep praising them. Start to tell them sweet, sweet words. Yeah, start to magnify their flesh. Yeah, then they'll give you anything. That is not how God's people live their own lives and spend their own money. The unbelievers, that is what they want you to do. They want you to start to praise them or worship them. Before they will help you or give you something. And then I noticed that in the church now, so-called Christians, because I don't know if I should call such people Christians. They also want the pastor. They want the pastor, the church leader, to, I don't know, maybe to start to beg them or start to hype them, praise them, or, do something that will tear up their flames, before they will now put their hands in their pockets or in their bags and give. That's foolishness. And of course, that is stupidity in the hands of God. So if you are waiting for a church leader to start to hype you, praise you, before you give, then you're not a Christian. And in fact, God does not even need your money. God don't want that kind of money. Money that is according to the flesh. That you give it because somebody stirred up your flesh, your carnal nature. That God does not want that kind of money. So God is looking for Christians that will, with humility, a gift to him. Yeah, Christians that will see it as a privilege to give. Yeah, not Christians that will feel big doing the giving. But Christians that will see it as a great privilege and opportunity to do anything for God with their money. Those are the kind of Christians God wants. And you will open up his treasure upon them. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray that God help you to give with humility, with humbleness, with selflessness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to give with humility. Help me to give selflessly, not with pride, but with humility, so that whatever I give you can be acceptable in your sight. Help me to give to you, to your work, to your servant with humility and not with pride. Help me to give from a heart that is grateful. Help me to give from a loving heart, from a selfless heart. In the name of Jesus, help me to give with a heart that really loves you, a heart that sees giving to you as not as a privilege. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. Let us look at that place again. It says, the heaven will give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Yeah, God will make nature work in your favor. That is, he will make everything he has created work in your favor because he is delighted in you. Because you are doing his will. Yeah, even nature and every created thing will work in your favor because God is delighted in you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command nature and everything you have created to work for my good, to work for my favor. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, command nature, the rain, the wind, the sun, everything that you have created, everything that exists, command them, the plants, everything in nature, and everything that is created O Lord, command them now to work for me, to work for my prosperity, to work for my increase, to work for my success and breakthroughs, to work for my excellence. Thank you, Lord. Everything you have created, everything in nature, command them now to work for my good. In the name of Jesus, because you are delighted in me, because you love me, therefore, Father, command nature and everything in nature and every created thing to work for my good, to work for the production of my riches and wealth, to work for the release of my riches and wealth, to work for the release of my profit right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your interventions in our lives. Thank you for everything you have freely given to us. And thank you for all the blessings we have already received from you, both physical and spiritual blessings. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making your will known to us. Thank you for showing us your will from your scriptures. Thank you for showing us what you require from our lives so that we can inherit the prosperity that you give, even the excellence that you give. Thank you for showing us these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for showing us that we must surrender to your word. We must obey your word. We must practice your word to be elevated by you, to be lifted up into greatness by you. Therefore, I ask that you help everyone in this place right now and every member of this ministry to obey your biblical law of greatness in the name of Jesus. Help everyone here to obey the laws and the principles, to follow the laws and the principles that will make them become great in this earth. Father, help everyone now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will stop deceiving your own self and that you will wake up from your sleep and do what the Lord requires of you and do what heaven requires from your life so that you can become the person heaven wants you to be. I pray that you will be wise now. I pray that you will wake up now. In the name of Jesus, every operation of the devil that is keeping you away from doing the will of God for your life, I decree that the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, everything that God requires from you so that He can prosper you and make you great, I pray that you shall do all of them. In the name of Jesus, the kind of heart that loves to please God, receive that heart right now in Jesus' name. The kind of heart that God will love so much and I will not be able to reject any request that comes from such heart. Receive such heart right now in Jesus' name. Every darkness Satan have assigned to deceive and mislead you in form of dreams, visions, and prophecies, I decree that the fire of God arrests and destroys such darkness now in Jesus' name. You shall not be deceived as you journey through this earth. In Jesus' name, I pray that your faith will grow. Your faith in the Bible, your faith in the Word of God shall grow and shall be strong in the name of Jesus. Because the Word of God is the greatest prophecy. The Bible is the greatest prophecy and the greatest authority of God in the head. I pray that every instruction Jesus have given to you in the Bible, you shall follow them all. And as you follow them all, you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.